Madam Chair, Excellencies, colleagues, this year we celebrate the WTO's 20th anniversary. Over the last two decades, the WTO has provided leadership in creating a rules-based system for the conduct of international trade. The WTO has done well in many of its functions: implementation, transparency, and dispute settlement. At this ministerial held on the African continent, another first for the WTO, we have before us one clear priority: to ensure that the WTO remains a relevant and strong organization for the next 20 years and beyond. The WTO is not in a comfortable position today. 14 years after the Doha Round was launched, the differences on the core issues remain stark. Finding conversion among the membership has been extremely challenging, not least because the trade-offs are fundamentally political. The much-needed progress in trade negotiations is being made in preferential trade agreements outside of the WTO. In turn, this has reduced the margins for trade-offs in the WTO itself. We should acknowledge that the WTO's negotiating arm is facing grave challenges. The 10th Ministerial Conference presents a critical opportunity for us as members to do what is needed so that the WTO can perform the roles that it is set out to do. Members must provide direction on how the WTO can continue with multilateral trade liberalization, ensure that the rules remain relevant in today's business realities. We cannot pretend that it is business as usual. Neither should we set aside our past work on those issues that are important. It is for us all to show leadership. We need to dive deeply and courageously into an honest discussion on how to move forward. The challenge before us is to preserve and strengthen the system and to collectively find ways to breathe new life into the WTO's negotiating arm. We can and we must leave Nairobi with a clear commitment to making sure this vital pillar of global economic governance remains relevant, dynamic, and productive. Thank you.
I'd like to thank the